The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
You're welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Now, GPs in the UK, when presented with a patient who has insomnia, are being encouraged not to prescribe tablets, but rather to prescribe an app for their phones. This sleeping app apparently provides a six-week self-help program, including a sleep test, weekly therapy sessions, and a diary for patients to log their sleeping patterns. Well, Anne-Marie Boyhan is a holistic sleep expert. She's the founder of the Sleep Care Company and author of the Sleep Journal. Anne-Marie, it is good to talk to you and thank you for your time. Are you encouraged by this move? Do you think it's a good idea?
Hi, Kieran. Yeah, I think it's really positive. It's a new and natural treatment option that's being offered. It's science-backed as well. So I think it's good that the NHS is adopting this. They're looking for new methods to give people rather than just prescribing sleeping tablets.
And tell me a little bit about these particular apps. I know there is one being looked at in the UK, but I'm sure there are others and there's a kind of a similar philosophy behind them. Tell me about them.
Yes, this particular one that the NHS have aligned themselves with is called Sleepio. And it's been developed by an Oxford University sleep expert and a psychologist. It's a paid for app, so your GP has to refer you to it. Otherwise, you have to pay £45. And it's basically, it has many tools, but one of the main one in it is a 6 week program of CBTI. So that is cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia. And it's all about trying to change your behavior and your thoughts around sleep. It's quite an effective treatment for sleep. There would be a number of sleep specialists independently offering this, and there have been studies done on it to show that it is as effective as drugs. It's just one of the apps. I mean, this one is quite specialist. There are other, you may hear of other apps that are quoted, but they, you know, your Headspace and all of those other ones are more meditation apps. But this one is specifically for sleep.
Tell me about using CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, and changing patterns of behavior. Are you talking about kind of patterns of behavior in and around going to bed, or is it something more profound than that?
Yes, it's around going to bed. It's all the psychology to do with habits and behavioral things that we would have picked up going to sleep. So if you're a chronic insomniac, it's probably been caused by a trauma or stress that you've gone through that you may have gotten over, but you still have those bad habits, and it's trying to change those. So there would be particular CBTI experts, and now within this app, there would be, it's a self-paced program to talk you through it and to help you change those behaviors. But it is a self-paced program through this app. It is up to someone to actually go and follow it. So it's not a quick fix.
Okay. Can you give me maybe just some examples of the types of behaviours you're talking about?
Some of them are like you're staying in bed too long. So the window that you have for sleep is actually, you know, you may be in bed 10 hours, but you actually only sleep for four of them. So it's doing things like, when you wake in the night, don't lie there and, you know, worry about, you know, I'm so stressed that I'm not sleeping. You actually should get up and go and do another activity that's calming. Get out of bed, go to another room, read a book, do something that's calming for you.
It's always the trade-off though, isn't it? In your own head, when you're in that situation, you think, but if I stay here, like this might be the moment I was about to fall back asleep.
Exactly. But it has been proven, because it's really training your brain to get out of those habits and get into the habit that your bed is just for sleeping. And a lot of the behavioral habits that we've gotten into have stripped us of that. We use our bed for so many things other than sleep, or we have a really bad association with bed. So it goes into that. But, you know, as I mentioned, The app itself is self-paced, so you know, it would be up to someone to go through the whole program and to see it through. a lot of things with sleep is that they aren't a quick fix, as you know.
To what extent does age play a part in your quality of sleep?
Yeah, that's a good question, Kieran. Age definitely plays a part. So, you know, our sleep changes as we age. So typically as the older we get, the less we sleep. And then you'll find ages like teenagers, they sleep a lot. And I know, you know, some of us might have gotten grief off our parents for sleeping loads, or, you know, given out to us for sleeping a lot. But it's actually, you know, it is in line with that age that they sleep way more than, you know, someone in their 20s or 30s. So it's a good idea to give people, you know, if anyone has teenagers out there, to know that it's natural that they sleep a lot. They're not, you know, they're not being lazy. So, yeah, it depends on your age. But and then there's things, you know, like that certain people go through, you know, there's things like menopause that really affect people's sleep, you know, so that's a certain age as well. And there's lots of things that affect people's sleep. So, for example, stress, like I mentioned, hormones, your diet, they could have a gut imbalance, etc. So it's not only your age, it's your environment and what's going on in your body as well.
And given all of that, and as you say, you're welcoming of GPs in the UK certainly looking at this option, do you think GPs here should be doing likewise?
As far as I know, I don't think this is available in Ireland, and that's, you know, obviously I'm not a doctor, that's not my area of expertise, but I think it's positive that something else besides sleeping tablets is being recommended, because, you know, sleeping tablets, and I know the one that is prescribed in the UK, it has side effects, you know, people get tired during the day, they lose their effect over time as well, and people can get addicted and they need more. Also with sleeping tablets, you can't just stop. In some cases, you have to be titrated off them. So they don't help in the long run. So I think it's positive that there are other avenues being offered to patients and to people that they can treat it in other ways.
Well, listen, if anybody out there has availed of these apps here or abroad, I'd love to hear your experience of them. Anne-Marie, it's been an absolute pleasure and thanks for your time. Anne-Marie Boyhan is a holistic sleep expert. She's the founder of the Sleep Care Company and author of the Sleep Journal. Stay with us here on the Heart Shoulder. After 6 o'clock, we have a really interesting item coming up. There's a lot of talk about a potential trade war between the UK and the European Union. We often use that phrase, but how many of us understand what it means? What does a trade war look like? How does it manifest itself? And how does it hit all of us in the pocket? We're going to find out exactly that in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.